December is a big month for choirs throughout the triad. Tonight, the Kernersville Choral Society is proud to present the Kerner Chorale. They'll be live in concert at 7 o'clock at the Main Street United Methodist Church. On that program, Messiah by Georg Friedrich Handel. The chorale will be conducted by Jason A. Wright with soprano soloist Jacqueline Cantor, mezzo-soprano Candace Burrows, tenor DeAndre Wright, and baritone Scott McLeod. Main Street United Methodist Church is easy to find at 306 South Main Street in Kernersville. You can't miss it on your way into town. Jason dropped by to share the magic of Handel's Messiah and Kerner Chorale. Who was this guy, Handel?
He was a German composer who found his way to London, and most people associate him with being a British composer, even though he was from Germany.
Yeah.
In the latter part of the Baroque period, and he wrote several operas. And, you know, opera was not famous in London during this time because it was often performed in foreign languages. And so he had to kind of rely on something else to please the audience or draw a crowd to make money for himself. And so he started composing these pieces called oratorios, and oratorios are these large sacred works that were kind of similar to opera, but they had no scenery, they had no acting, they used various sorts of instrumentation, they were based on biblical themes, but they were not performed in churches, and so that seemed to be a big thing for Handel. He was kind of known as the king of the oratorio, and when people think of oratorio, they typically think of the Messiah, the oratorio that most people in the general public hear.
He was like a rock star in his own time. Bach, known more for his, the way I understand it, more of an organist, handled a superstar.
Right. A superstar for big, large choral works. That's kind of how Handel became known.
Yeah. You mentioned the oratorio initially wasn't performed in the church. What was its function back then?
The oratorio was predominantly performed in public. And, of course, it took the place of the opera in countries that didn't receive foreign language pieces so easily.
The Messiah itself, so much there. I mean, from a conductor standpoint, that must be a, first off, a difficult piece to shape and bring together, so many different parts.
It really is. It's just multiple movements, multiple tempos. You have to be on top of your game. There are just a lot of performing forces going on. You have an orchestra in front of you, and you have soloists, and you have a choir, and a lot of rhetoric, a lot of repetition of the text. A lot of vocal technique is required. The Messiah is just something you can't pick up and naturally sing. A lot of those running 16th note melismas. There's a lot to consider when you sit down to do score study and to prepare to conduct such a large work.
And you just threw out the word melisma like it just water off a duck's back. What's a melisma?
A melisma is where you would sing one syllable of a word on many different notes. For example, in For Unto Us a Child is Born, it opens with an alto melisma where they sing the word born on many, many, many 16th notes for like five or six measures.
Oh, come on, Jason. You know I'm going to ask you to sing that now. You set yourself up.
No, you can come out and hear us.
That's Kerner Chorale, conductor Jason Wright. Tonight at 7 o'clock, he'll lead the group in a performance of Handel's Messiah. You'll find links to ticket information and more at wfdd.org/triadarts. The performance will be held at the Main Street United Methodist Church in Kernersville, 306 Main Street. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.